sophisticated, sensual, extremely talented and beautiful. These are a few adjectives to express of how this singer, this woman is. Shade. Helen Falasade Adu, born in 16th January 1959, Ibadan colony and protectorate of Nigeria. This song you're listening, and you'll be listening throughout the podcast, about Shade Adu, is one of the songs I love by Shade. It's an instrumental. It's called Siempre Hay Esperanza. Hometown, Colchester, Essex, United Kingdom. She's worth like 50 million. She's probably one of my favorite voices of all times. An inspiration for me. For a lot of women and a lot of people, men, women in general. Shade is widely considered a music influence, better, a musical influence, a sophisticated music influence. And her contributions to music have made her a global figure in popular culture for over two decades now. She has been credited as one of the most successful British female artists in the history of music. If I would stream all the songs that I love by Sade, I would have to do a 2-hour, 3-hour podcast, full length. But for now, let's start with one of my favorites, Cherish the Day. This is one of the songs that is captured in my life's soundtrack. I have a soundtrack in my life, and this song is in it.
To
Professionally as Sade Adu or simply Sade, is a Nigerian-British singer, songwriter, and actress known as the lead singer of her band Sade. Sade gained modest recognition as a fashion designer and part-time model. Prior to joining the band Pride in the early 1980s. After gaining attention as a performer, she formed the band Sade and secured a recording contract with Epic Records in 1983. Well, she had, I think she still has, but she had a successful career. She has so many songs. I mean, I could do a 3-hour podcast only with her songs. Her genres are considered soul, smooth jazz, sophistical pop, quiet storm, and her services to music were also recognized with an award of the Officer of the Order of the British Empire Chivalry Honor in 2002. It's my dream. It's been my dream since ever to see a live show by Sade. I don't know if I will ever conquer that dream of seeing her live show, live performance here in Portugal or anywhere else. I would love to see her live performance. She's so sophisticated on stage, so sensual, sexy. I love her voice, rusty voice. And I prepared a sweet selection of music. I hope you like it. Because I'm a soldier, she's a soldier. We're all soldiers of love. Enjoy.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive.
Sade, by name of Helen Folasade Adu. Born in January 16th, 1959, Ibadan, Nigeria. Nigerian-born British singer known for her sophisticated blend of soul, funk, jazz, and Afro-Cuban rhythms. She enjoyed wide critical acclaim and popularity in the 1980s and early 90s. Adu was born a Nigerian economics professor and an English nurse, was never addressed by people in her community by her English first name, Helen. Her parents began calling her Shade, a shortened form of her Yoruba middle name, Folasade, Folashade or Folasade, Shade, aka Shade. When she was 4 years old, her parents separated and she moved with her mother and younger brother to Essex, England at age 17. Shade began a three-year program in fashion and design at Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design in London. After graduating, she modeled. She was a model and worked as a menswear designer. Her foray into music began when she agreed to fill in temporarily as lead singer for Arriva, a funk band that had been put together by her friends. Shade later sang with another funk band, Pride, before breaking away with fellow Pride members Stuart Matthewman, Andrew Hale, and Paul Spencer Denman to form the band that would eventually bear her own name that we all know. Shade. Shade's smooth sound, which defied easy categorization, was exemplified by the songs Your Love is King and Smooth Operator, both tracks from the group's debut album Diamond Life 1984, which earned Shade and her bandmates a Grammy Award for Best New Artist. What we are listening is The Moon in the Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shade.
I was the one, I who could. Started.
Promise 1985 by Sade enjoyed similar popularity and was followed by a world tour. The album featured the hit song The Sweetest Taboo, which stayed on the American pop charts for 6 months. In 1988, Sade embarked on a second world tour to coincide with the release of a third album, Stronger Than Pride. Sade won Grammy Award in 1985, 1993, 2001, and 2010. In 1992, Sade released Love Deluxe, one of my favorite albums of all times, and which featured the Grammy-winning single No Ordinary Love. This song is probably one of the songs that most give me the chills, you know, those chills on my neck. You know, that song that reminds me of many things. No Ordinary Love. Special song. This song is really special to me for many reasons. moments in life, No Ordinary Love is definitely on my soundtrack. After a subsequent world tour, after No Ordinary Love, of course, a subsequent world tour, Sade enjoyed life away from the limelight. She became a mother of one child, while other members of her band recorded separately as Sweetback. The band reunited to produce the critically acclaimed Lovers Rock 2000 in 2000, which earned a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album. In 2001, Sade embarked on a highly successful world tour, excerpts of which were featured on Lovers Live 2002, Sade's first album of original material in a decade found the band rapping new instrumentation, what a word, and rhythms around the smooth vocals that had defined it since the 1980s. The Grammy-winning title track of Soldier of Love in 2010 that I put earlier in this selection of songs for you incorporated martial beats and harsh guitars, and critics praised the trip-hop and reggae influences that colored Sade's trademark soulful melodies. Following another hiatus, Sade contributed to the song Flower of the Universe to the film soundtrack for A Wrinkle in Time 2018. Sade is returning to stage. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I wish she would come back. I wish I could see her live performance. But I just don't know. You can go to her website, www.sade.com. And find out if she's returning or not. I don't know, put an alert or something like that. This is Haunt Me by Sade. If you please. Thank you. Think of sensuality, sophistication, and love, lots of love, moments in love. On her website. Sorry. On her website, they don't tell you much, but you can sign up for an alert to know if there is an upcoming event or concert. I sure hope so. I sure hope so that she come back and, you know, I'll read to you some of her quotes. So, Sade Adu, in quote, "To be a mother, you must be strong. Even if you don't feel it, you have to pretend." Wow. In quote, "I love writing songs. I don't get easily bored. I'm not that kind of person," says Sade. In quote, "I always see myself as much more of a musician than a celebrity. I am a reluctant celebrity in some ways," said Sade. "If you're only making an album every 10 years, it better be good." Yeah, I agree with Sade on that. Everything Sade does is good, real good. Quote, "I've got absolutely no real perception properly of time. Whatever I'm doing, I'm in that moment and I'm doing it. The rest of the world's lost. If I'm cooking some food or making soup, I want it to be lovely. If not, what's the point of doing it? I agree with Sade. I fully agree with this girl. "I look a lot like my father and his mother." Well, said Sade. It's not me saying it. I'm quoting Sade. When you play in arenas, you can create whatever you want. At a theater, the height of the stage and the limitations of the theater can make you feel more separate from the audience. End quote. I'm not shy or reclusive. I just spend my time with people rather than journalists. I always said that if I could just find a guy who could chop wood and had a nice smile, it wouldn't bother me if he was a thug or an aristocrat, as long as he was a good guy to me and I've ended up with an educated thug. Well, Sade, you're really funny. I am fairly classless because it is very difficult to class someone who comes from a mixed marriage. End quote, Sade, when I go into the studio, I completely detach. I let my emotions come out. I guess we feel it. Sade, we agree with you. I most certainly agree with you. I think your emotions come out in your songs. We feel it. End quote, last quote of Sade. I've never associated myself with other singers. Certainly not female singers. I just aspire to pick people up. That's my ambition. There isn't a class structure in Nigeria. There's a tribal structure and prestige as far as money is concerned. I'm uneasy with fame, so I do my best to avoid places that will bring me more attention. My father was a very difficult man. I'm not over the top. I'm not wacky. I'm fairly understated. And that reflects in the way I sing. I'm not anti-fashion, but I've always had a bit of a punk attitude. That's important, I think. I do my own thing, said Sade. So I'm saying goodbye from this podcast today, talking about one of my ultimately favorite singers, favorite voice, favorite performance on stage, the sophisticated, sensual, lovely Sade Adu, or aka Sade. Bulletproof Soul is the song to leave you all with a great lyric. Bye bye. Hope you enjoyed. Wouldn't want to see you fall, rock climb for you, give you a reason for it all.